Hello, friends. This is the Messenger Podcast, where our goal is to develop messengers whose lives tell the story of the gospel. I'm your host, Addison Bevere, and today we've got another episode of the Summer Book Club. Woo. What was? Talking about books, because books are awesome. I did say what
books
what.
Are fun.
Wow.
Books are amazing.
All right, moving on.
Bunch of geeks in the studio. We
want to talk about books today because we love books. And we believe that each of you, as I mentioned earlier, is a messenger. And so it's important for you to be equipped with great messaging. So our goal is to give you practical tools to help you cultivate your life and your faith. So whether you are hanging out by the pool with your kids, which I love doing, or chilling on the beach with friends, we've got a fun and practical show planned for you. Fun and practical. So today you've heard some voices. I'm joined by Chris Pace.
Hey.
The Aussie, you can tell. And Mary Shaw.
Hello.
And they are both lover of books. Chris actually is the... Mary just... Chris is the content developer here at Messenger. And Mary is the CFO, so she's over our books. I mean, that's a different kind of books. But they both love books in their own ways. And we're discussing our favorite books about, you ready? Here's the topic, cultivating your calling and sharing what we've learned from great resources on cultivating your calling. Now, I know you're probably used to hearing people say discovering your calling, but I want to break that down for a second and just show why that language is detrimental, honestly, and dangerous. We oftentimes will treat this idea of discovering our calling as a singular item that we can check off a list. But that's just not how this journey of faith, this journey of trust, this journey in God works. There's so much that each one of us don't know about our lives in this moment. Only God is the one who is omniscient. I know we love to believe that we could be omniscient and have all the answers for our whole life.
Right.
I mean, okay. But the reality is only God is omniscient. And I love what we read in Proverbs 25. And I've shared this before on the podcast, but it says that purpose in the heart of a man is like deep waters, but a man of understanding draws it out. So we have to be people who constantly go down into the depths of who we are, to the depths of God's plans for our lives, and draw that out. Yeah. It's an act of patience. It's an act of faith. It's an act of trust. And really, that's what this is all about, discovering our calling. And I do think when Jesus talks in Matthew 6, when he talks about not taking on tomorrow's concerns and cares, I do think that this idea of knowing everything, knowing the end from the beginning, is really just nicely packaged anxiety.
Oh, for sure.
Like we want all the answers, and we're putting a nice label on our anxiety.
Yeah.
But really, God's saying, no, be faithful with what you have in the moment. Be faithful with what I've revealed to you about your life, and cultivate that understanding of why I created you and what I've placed you on this earth to do. Okay, so that's my little spiel before we go this and we start talking about books on calling.
Books
on calling. So Chris, I'm going to start with you. So what's one of your favorite books on this idea of cultivating your calling?
Yeah, so I've actually been reading Charles Spurgeon's book, Lectures to My Students. And the reason I love this book is I just love Charles Spurgeon's passion for what he was called to do, which was ministry as a preacher. And, you know, over the years, I've questioned my calling to, I know I'm called to the ministry, and I've questioned that over the years, especially earlier on. But deep down, I always felt a pull or a draw, if you will, to the ministry. And then, you know, there's been many times, one instance which I'll share with you guys was, you know, I had gone through some challenges early. I had a real radical encounter with God early on in my salvation experience, and immediately felt the call to ministry. I didn't know exactly what that looked like or what that would entail, but I resisted it for the longest time. And I remember there was one day I clearly decided I'm not going to pursue ministry. I don't want to be in a ministry. And God gave me this dream. I was on a train, I remember it. And this train was moving forward. And I was in the main carriage of this train. And then I saw myself walking up the steps to the upper carriage. And then all of a sudden, I started getting pulled backwards like a vacuum. My feet weren't even touching the ground. And I looked over my shoulder and I saw the doors opening. And before I could go flying out, I woke up immediately and I knew exactly what the dream meant. You know, stay on your train. The train represented the call to ministry. I was on the right track. I was moving forward. I was progressing in my calling. And, you know, I even got that scripture, Leviticus chapter 10, verse 7, where it says to Moses, "You shall not depart out of the tabernacle meeting lest you die, for the anointing anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And it was around those times and over the years, God reminded me of the importance and the seriousness of the anointing. And, you know, we all have a different calling in life. I'm specifically called to the ministry, fivefold ministry, as a preacher, as a teacher of the word. You know, others are called to different spheres of influence, but it's a calling regardless. And I love what you were sharing earlier about it's not just a one-time event of discovering your calling, but your calling is cultivated. And I believe there's hints, things come up in specific yes. moments in your journey with God that point or clues that point to your destiny.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's something I think we all need to realize is that calling, one, it's not a singular discovery, and it's also not a singular expression. You find people, they're like, well, my calling is my work, my calling is my vocation, but calling is every part of what right. we do.
Yeah,
so that's sure. on the home front, that's the work front, that's every front that we find ourselves on. And so we're constantly changing, we're maturing, we're growing. Mm-hmm. And so that expression of who we are is naturally going to grow right. and change and mature.
Yeah.
And that's exciting.
Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, I would hate to be a static being. I want to be someone who's going to change and grow and learn and develop beyond my idea of what I'm capable of in this moment.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I believe cultivating is growing into your calling. And that's one of the hardest lessons I've had to learn personally was be fully present. You know, you were sharing in prayer this morning about being intimate with your work, being intimate with your present moment, because how we steward today really shapes what happens
yeah.
tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as I have vision for the future, vision for what I'm called to do, how I steward today will be pivotal to yeah. where I go tomorrow.
Yeah, that's good, Chris.
You know, and just
yeah.
seeing my calling as what's in my hands today, what's entrusted to me today.
So good. Hey, everyone, Addison here, and I want to take a moment to interrupt our discussion to tell you about our new discipleship resource. We just launched All Access Membership, which gives you unlimited access. Yes, unlimited access to every course we've created. We have courses on marriage, dating, hearing God, navigating your calling, spiritual growth, and so much more. You also find short films, powerful sermons, free ebooks, access to live events, community, and one of my favorite features is the one-on-one monthly coaching that's available to you. Because you're awesome and you listen to our podcast, we want to give you a free trial membership. So check out messengerpodcast.com/allaccess. Again, that's messengerpodcast.com/allaccess and join the All Access community. Now back to the discussion. Mary, what about you? What is a book that you love on calling?
I'm going to take the spiritual notch down a little bit.
Do it.
If that's okay. Because I've never heard God tell me you are going to be an accountant. Because that's
is like, that how God sounds to you?
It's not how he sounds to you.
No.
That's weird. Check on that. So the Carly LeBaron, is that how you say her last name?
Just Baron.
Just Baron. Who's Carly LeBaron?
I got you, Carly.
The Carly Baron. Sorry.
The Carly Baron.
I still have not actually officially met Carly. So
really? You didn't meet her at Rise Event?
I saw her. Okay. I didn't meet her. Anyway, she was talking about calling at the Rise Event, and she said, calling is not a destination, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. And so absolutely for me in my life, that's how it's been. God's given me little indicators of where to go. And when I've been faithful in that, it's led me to what he wants me to do. So my book, it's called Monday Morning Choices by David Cottrell. It's this cutesy little anecdotal book, but actually it's really awesome. It's all about, the premise of it is being a driver versus a passenger in your life. In the essence of, you know, when you're in the driver's seat, you're the one making the choices. You're the one pointing the direction to where you're going, but you're also the one that has to pay attention, that has to react, that has to deal with what's going on. You could be a passenger and then you can enjoy the ride. You can read a book. You can listen to the radio. You can look out the window. But at that point you don't have any control over where you end up. And so, it's all just a concept of dealing with the unexpected. And how do you do that? And for me, this has been so critical, especially in calling in the career sense, because you do get handed a lot of things that are completely out of your control. And it's all about how am I going to react to this? This book also, as simple as it is, it's such an easy read. There's no big words, I promise. It just lays out a lot of really practical things that I think especially someone who is young, who is beginning, needs to hear. It talks about integrity. It talks about commitment. It talks about action and persistence, attitude, dealing with adversity, healthy relationships, dealing with criticism as well as handing out criticism. And then also it talks about legacy. I'd love to just read a few little, can I read a few things in there?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
This is a book club.
You know, it's a book club. Proof that I read it, I can find highlights. Okay, it says, integrity is usually lost in small choices, the ones that seem insignificant at the time. Most people do not make a conscious decision to sacrifice their integrity by making one big bad mistake. It's the accumulation of bad choices, all of which seem minor, that leads to the next bad choice. I know for me as a young person starting in an office work environment, there's a lot of opportunity there to make bad choices, to make small bad choices, choices that go against the values that I care so deeply about. And it's in making a lot of small choices that you end up in a place you never thought you would.
Yeah.
And then something else that he says about legacy that I think is important for someone to hear at maybe the beginning or even in the middle of their journey rather than at the end. He says, we leave our legacies by choice. No one requires us to make this contribution. We do this to help someone along the way, to support our colleagues, our friends, and those whom we may not know. It is a gift that comes without a price tag. Your legacy is priceless. You may be successful, but your choice to leave a legacy by giving of yourself distinguishes you most, providing the greatest meaning to your life. Your example will live into the next generation through the lives you touch. The bottom line is whatever you have learned, whatever you possess, it is not yours to keep, it is yours to pass on. So this is, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the author of this book is a Christian. However, he writes it in a very accessible way so that anyone can read it. I do feel like for people who are just on that journey, who are trying to do the journey well, and who are trying to figure out where their next step is, all of the things in this book are really great for making sure that you're doing where you're at well, and that you're leaving something behind that's good. I know a big thing for me, I remember early in my career, someone was leaving the company. And I distinctly remember going to the little party or whatever you have when someone leaves and just looking at all the different people in the room who had nothing but good things to say about them, who were positively impacted by them. And it was it's corporate America. It was an accounting job. It's like, how much difference can someone really make? And that just really impacted me. And I thought, whenever I leave, wherever I go, I want to leave like that. And yeah. So I just think things like this are just really good for someone who's maybe just working it out or on that journey, and they don't know the next step, but with the step that they're on, they want to do it well.
Yeah, that's good. So good. There are two things that stands out to me. Number one, service.
Yeah.
Legacy really is about service.
Yeah.
It's about living bigger than yourself. And so if you're out there and you're like, man, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life.
Yeah.
Start looking at the opportunities to serve the people around you.
Absolutely.
So if you're a mother, if you're a father, look at what that means, how you interact with your children. If you're a husband or a wife, look at what that means for how you interact with your spouse. At your workplace, figure out what that means with your friends. Start to look at what it means to serve the people and create value for the people in your world. And that's how our world enlarges. There's a proverb that says that the world of the generous gets larger and larger. And I think one of the reasons why people get hung up on this idea of cultivating their calling is because they're viewing it through the lens of themselves. And the reality is, if you want to unlock the fullness of what God has for your life, you have to view it through the lens of what your life means for the people around you.
Yeah, for sure.
And the second thing is a book that I read a while ago that I love. It's called Know Your Why.
Yeah.
And so many people, when they're talking about calling, they want to know what, they want to know how, but they don't take the time to really understand why.
Yeah.
And if you don't take the time to understand why, when the opposition comes, when the challenges come, when the friction come, all of those things, they're important. they're a part of the process of maturing, of growing in our calling. When those things come, you run the other direction.
Yeah,
you run from
absolutely.
Those things that will make you, that will position you for a greater expression of what God's put on your life. And so I think it's so important for us to know our why. Know why we're here, know why God put us on this earth, and know what that means for us. And so his book, it's a great book. He's a legend. He's a banking legend. Has done phenomenal things, phenomenal projects across the world. His outreaches, his aid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unreal. And so he's someone who has lived a life well spent. His name's Ken Costa, and his book is Know Your Why. Be sure to check that out. And then another thing I want to mention. As we actually have a book or have a course, not a book, have a course called Called, and it's through our All Access. And so if you're out there and if you're not a part of the All Access community, we actually have a community of people who are like, look, I want to be a messenger.
Yep.
I want to discover what it means to reveal the gospel message with how I do life in every realm of my life. You can go to messengerpodcast.com/All Access. That will give you a month free trial. To All Access.
Oh.
Yeah, so you get a month free. You can go through some of these courses. You can go through Called. You can join the community. We have one-on-one coaching, which is...
That's amazing.
I mean, the testimonies that we've received from people That's who amazing. Are doing the one-on-one coaching is phenomenal. We have communities. We're constantly putting new content in there. It's just, it's a neat place to be. I mean, I personally love going in there and hanging out and seeing what people are talking about and seeing what people are learning. So be sure to check that out. Once again, it's messengerpodcast.com/All Access. I want to highlight a review from someone who showed us some love recently. Her name is, well, I don't know if this is actually her name, but I'm probably going to butcher this, but it's Sarah Barra. Can I say that?
I think that's right.
Sarah Barra 24/7. She said, I love listening to this podcast. It is full of practical wisdom and is a huge source of encouragement to me. Highly recommend. Sarah Barra, thank you so much for taking the time to write a review. When you guys write reviews and you rate the show, it really helps us get these messages out. So if you haven't, be sure to subscribe, write a review, let us know what you think. We do read the reviews.
I read them all.
Mary reads every single one.
I'm looking for my name.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at. So write a review and be sure to mention Mary by name.
Absolutely.
It'll make her day. Chris, Mary, thank you for joining me today.
Thank
you for being people who cultivate your callings. I'm looking at two people in here who I have tons of respect for.
Can I just say thank you to you? You know, I won't stay too long, but in prayer this morning, I felt God say to me, Addison has impacted you personally more than John and Lisa. And I was like, wow. And, you know, directly, the impact you've had on me personally and positioning me to flourish in what I've called to do, you saw gifts in me that I didn't even fully know I had, you know, and challenging me to grow them and not just encouraging me, but actually correcting me and disciplining me and you know, handing me projects and things to do that will force me to grow, kind of put that demand on those gifts to come forth.
Yeah.
So I thank you for that, man.
Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I mean, that's God's heart. Again, we're talking about legacy. You know, I've had an amazing model. And John and Lisa and the way that they've led me and the people here at Messenger, the people I've been able to engage with and learn from over the years within these walls and outside these walls. And so, Chris, thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
And I would just encourage everyone listening, like, for real, your calling is bigger than you.
Yes,
it's so, so much bigger than you. And what's sad is what keeps us from unlocking our calling is this idea, this fixation with ourselves. And so please, please start to see, pray. Pray for the eyes to see the people in your world the way God sees them, and you will start to see things that he's placed in front of you, that he's placed on you, that will give so much meaning to your life. Remember, as we leave you today, remember, do not forget this, that you are a messenger to the people in your world. Your life is a message. You do have a calling, and your calling is so important. So lean into God's grace and watch your world change. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Messenger Podcast. Let us know your thoughts by leaving a review and be sure to subscribe and share these episodes through iTunes. You can connect with us through Facebook, Instagram, and through our website at messengerinternational.org. Until next time.